Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, On Fire for Jesus, already in progress.
We ought to walk even as Christ walked. He's our example. Next, verse 7. Let's see what verse 7 says. Brethren, I write no new commandments unto you, but an old commandment which we have from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which we have heard from the beginning. So there's nothing new to this. Verse 8. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. The new commandments. As Dave was talking there a while ago to us about the old and the new, I don't understand what it is that we don't understand about Galatians. I was on GLC. They're Torah, totally lock, stock, and barrel. They believe in Torah. I used to be on GLC for 10 years. I was on GLC on a television, three to five times a month. I taught the Word of God all over the world from GLC. But they finally took me off. And when I called them back and asked them why they took me off, he said, because you're teaching a lie. And I said, well, what's the lie I'm teaching? He said, you can eat anything. I said, that's not true. You have to go by Torah. Torah has a set of what you can and can't eat. I said, that's true. Under the law, that's where you live. But I don't live under law. I live under grace. So I have no limits, no legal. There's nothing. Everything is clean for me. Everything's legal for me. That's why I won't let anybody pray for you or teach in this church that don't believe the principles of the new kingdom. If you're hung up under Torah, you can't preach for nobody. You can't preach in this church. You can't teach in this church. You can't pray for nobody in this church. Did I make that clear? If you're going to tell somebody, I'm hung up on what Paul says, or I'm hung up on what James says, or I don't believe this because the Torah says I have to eat this, so I can't believe what the New Testament says. I can't have you preaching to people that's preaching a lie. Because just like when I was out there at GLC, one of the men, there's four of them on the set with me, and I'm five. On the set, over the air, they asked me a question. Does God do miracles through your ministry, Thurman? I said, every day. Every day. I see miracles all the time. What? You really see miracles? I said, absolutely. I said, the scripture clearly says under law, God don't do any miracles under Galatians. But he does them because of faith. Not law, faith. If I'm walking in faith, I have no requirements. If I'm walking under law, I've got all kinds of requirements. So I don't live there. They said, well, could you give us an example? And so I began to tell them, I have no problem telling you. I got testimonies, all kinds of testimonies every day. And those of you that walk in this same place with me, you've got testimonies. You started walking in and you got healed.
Yes, sir.
It pays good dividends, doesn't it, Paula?
Absolutely.
Living under law, you didn't get healed under law.
No, sir.
You got healed under grace.
Yes, sir.
You got healed under the goodness of God.
Absolutely.
But you had to repent of your sin.
Yes, sir.
And stop doing what you were doing. So anyway, as I talked to those boys, started telling them about miracles, they were blown away. I said, then I asked a question. Well, why don't y'all tell me a testimony? Yeah, I mean, and y'all are, you know, we're believing in Torah. We believe, you know, that the old covenant's the way to go. Let's hear some testimonies. Let's hear some miracles. They didn't have one, not one. Not one. I could have sat there and talked about them all night long. One of the men come to me after the show was over, that 2-hour live show, when it was over, he comes to me and said, you talk like you see miracles all the time. I said, well, I do. If you live in grace and live under the grace of God, you can see testimonies at the shop, can't you, Mike?
Every day.
Every day. When you learned. In other words, the old way you had used to under law, you didn't see no miracles, did you? You couldn't even get healed yourself. But when you stepped over into the grace of God and started believing the truth of the Word of God and the new covenant, And his lovely bride prayed one simple prayer for him, and Mike got healed of a 20-year back problem.
Amen.
Wasn't it about 20 years? Something like that. You see what I mean? You got to live under grace. And under grace, there is no sickness. Now, there's lots of people will tell me, I don't believe this, but that's just like that testimony I told y'all last week that pastor from Mississippi, I believe it was, that contacted me last week and told me about that woman that in his church that came down with breast cancer. She went to the hospital and they gave her chemo treatments. And after the chemo treatments, several of them, she got into remission. She's under law. Don't even know she's under law. She's supposed to be living under grace. But when she committed her sin, she fell from grace, fell back under the law. And she went and she had got sick with breast cancer. And they gave her chemo until she got in remission. And then they told her to come back in 6 months and they'd check her again. And Miss Carrie, that's kind of like your case, where yours was down to a week. When she went back in, I believe they told her, they checked her and said, wow, the cancer has come back and you have about 3 weeks maybe to live. So she said immediately, and I heard that, I was on the fifth floor of the hospital. I wanted to just go over and open the window and just jump out and kill myself. But then I thought, you know, no murder has eternal life, so I sure ain't gonna kill myself. So she said, she went to the pastor and told him the situation. He said, I've been listening to Thurman for 6 years. So he said, I knew what to do. So I told her, we got to find your sin. And she said, well, you know, I go to church all the time. Every Sunday I'm here. I tithe. I walk in love. I have no bitterness toward nobody. I don't sin for as I know. I'm a good woman. So somebody would say, well, you know, surely this woman wouldn't be sick with cancer. But he says, you know, Thurman tells us, because he got it out of the Bible, that the curse causes cannot come to rest. You have to have a sin or you can't get cancer. There's got to be a sin. She said, well, I have no idea what it is. Would you please ask the Lord what my sin is? And he said, I asked the Lord, and the Lord immediately told her. Said, as soon as I asked the Lord and thanked him for telling her, she screamed and jumped and said, she said, oh my God, he just spoke to me and he told me that the reason I'm dying is because the gifts he's given me, I'm not using them for his glory. She said, the Lord had given me a beautiful voice to sing. And I used to sing in church all the time. And when I got older, I quit. And then she said, he gave me a great ability to teach a Bible study class. And I did it for years. And then when I got older, I quit. He gave me several years. I haven't sang or taught for several years. So now he's taking me home. So that's just like that scripture says, John 15:2, every branch in me that bears no fruit, I cut it off. That's scary too, isn't it, Miss Jackie? So anyway, she said, ask the pastor, what can we do then? I don't want to die yet. He said, well, again, I learned this from Terman's teachings. If you don't want to die, repent of your sin. Repent. Ask God to forgive you. Did he say he'd forgive you?
Yes.
Isn't that a wonderful God? So she asked the Lord to forgive her, said, Lord, I will go back to singing. I will go back to teaching your word. I will do what you say, and I will use it for your glory. But Lord, I'm not ready to die yet. I'm not old enough to die. I want to live a few more years. So they went back to the doctor and checked her. Not a cancer cell in her body. Woo-hoo! Totally, completely healed. Can God put it on you real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Can he take it off the same way?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there's no problem. So the secret to all this is what? Walking. Why are we talking about all this today? That we're teaching you these things so that you sin not. If you don't sin, in other words, if you don't go out there and speed, is that police officer going to stop you? No, he's not going to stop you. He's going to let you go right on by. You have to be breaking the law. I mean, I've been driving and I've been living and going places and traveling all over the world for years, years and years and years and years, 40, 50 years I've been working and traveling. And I've been all over. I've been amongst all kinds of police officers in all kinds of cities and meetings with them and everything else. And I've never met a bad one. I never met one that wanted to haul me in. I never met one wanting to give me a ticket unless I was speeding. I used to. I did get some tickets when I was a dumb kid. But some of you other guys, y'all were just as dumb as I was, so don't you say nothing about me. For it says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, so some of you girls have done the same thing. Yeah, I know you, I know some of you sweet girls are not quite as sweet as you thought you were. Verse 9. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. Just think. That's just like a man right here on this front row. Just a few years ago. I was sitting right here or right there. I forget which one. He came out here with terminal cancer. And when I told him, I said, sir, and he was a preacher too. He was a preacher and a seminary professor. And I told him, I said, you got a sin in your life. That's why you got this sickness. He said, you believe all sin is all sickness is associated with a sin? I said, yes, I do. Because it says so in the scripture. I said, usually cancer is bitterness or unforgiveness. Oh my gosh. I said, do you have unforgiveness towards someone? He said, my father. I hate him. What did this say? What did he say? Isn't that something? I said, you have to forgive him. He said, Thurman, he used to beat my mother. I hate him. I said, well, if you don't let him kill you, go ahead. But I said, if you don't want to die, you're going to have to forgive him. He said, well, I ain't ready to die yet. I think he was only 65 or something like that. He wasn't too old. So he forgave. I said, okay, now that you've forgiven, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to break that curse over you. And I said, you're going to live. Guarantee it. God, my God, I know what he'll do. When you repent and I pray for you, he'll heal you. So he said, well, I got an appointment next week with MD Anderson. I said, well, okay, let me tell you something. You go to MD Anderson and you let him check you. Whatever the diagnosis is, and it's probably going to still be there. I said, so God's going to test you, but I said, you just don't let them do nothing. Don't let them give you no medication. Don't, whatever you do, for God's sake, don't let them give you no chemo or radiation. I said, they may tell you if you don't take it, you're going to die within a month or 2 months. I said, but trust God. You have to learn to trust God. If you want to see God do something, you got to trust him.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministry. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled On Fire for Jesus, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.